Hey guys, it's Erin Darling Turalva, and I'm here on Hot Pizza Ass after a little bit of a break. I've been dealing with a lot, and we're going to get into that with this episode because I felt on my heart that I really needed to do a whole episode dedicated to something based off of the Q&A from the last live show. So on the last live show, if you guys tuned in, I was taking a lot of questions from you guys and I crowdsourced it. So if you follow me at Darling with four H's on Instagram or on Twitter, you submitted questions for me to answer on the live. At the time, there was a question that I didn't think I handled well, because to be honest with you, when we did that show, I did not have the perspective that I have now. And I know you're going to think it's something really controversial right now, just based on the way that I'm setting this up, but it's not controversial. It is actually just something really, really deep, emotional, and personal. And at the time, I think I kind of glossed over the question and gave a really, really generic answer. And the question was how to deal with grief. And shortly after, actually, the day after, I found out that one of my childhood best friends had passed away. And yesterday, I found out that I also lost an uncle. So during the period of time that I've taken a break from the podcast for about 2 weeks, I have experienced immense amounts of grief. And I thought back to the Q&A, and, you know, I kind of just said things like, think about going to therapy and finding community with other people that you can mourn with. And yeah, those are really, really good suggestions, but they're also really incredibly basic. And I don't think I gave that topic enough attention, because now that I've lived through it, I'm going through it currently, I think I can better relate to anyone that has experienced grief. And I also think grief is a really big topic. Like, grief doesn't even necessarily have to deal with the loss of a loved one. It can be the loss of anything. It can be the loss of your social life. You can grieve not being able to spend time with your friends. Like, that's a very, very important thing for human connection that makes us feel alive, that makes us feel human, that makes us feel loved. Like, all of these are so important. Even touch, like physical touch. We can grieve the loss of touch. Like, people literally need, like, babies will die if they don't get human affection. And that's something that a lot of people are also just not getting right now with all of the social distancing. And if you're isolated, if you're quarantining alone, that can be a lot of grief that is collectively experienced right now for a lot of different reasons. And that doesn't even address the fact that many people are losing or have lost loved ones or have loved ones that are currently in really difficult situations, whether they're difficult financial situations or if they're actually in the hospital fighting COVID-19 or really anything else, and that we're experiencing fear and sadness and, you know, you feel like you might lose them. Like, these are all elements of grief. And I want to talk about that more than I did in the Q&A. And I want to tell you guys what I learned as well. I learned that grief, because it's been a really long time since I've actually lost someone. Like, I think the last time I lost someone I was really close to, probably a decade ago. But the thing that I've realized is that grief really comes in waves. Like, there are moments when I feel totally okay. Like, I can have conversations. I can, you know, like right now I'm recording a podcast. But sometimes in those quiet moments, or your mind just drifts to a memory, I'll just start weeping. And it won't be like a crazy weep. It'll be like a teardrops just rolling down my eyes. I'll just like brush them off and hope nobody notices. Or sometimes someone will notice and I'll have to acknowledge it. And all of these things are really, really difficult. But that's kind of how grief works. And I think that recognizing that, surrounding yourself with people, depending, I guess, on your quarantine abilities and restrictions, surrounding yourself with people that can be understanding of that and that know that some days you're going to be okay, some days you're not. Some nights are going to be really tough. You might lose sleep. I think it's just giving yourself permission to do that if you're spending time on your own right now, or letting your loved ones know that are spending time with you that this is how it's going to be for the time being, and that has to be okay. That has to be okay with you, and it has to be okay with your nuclear community. I think grief is one of the weirdest emotions. One of the weirdest emotions I've ever experienced, because it ranges from like intense like anger to regret to total dismay to heartbreak. And all of these things can be so hard. Like just one of them is hard to deal with, and grief is like all of them all together in an unpredictable package. Like you just don't know when that bomb's going to go off, and just that has been my experience. I found that, you know, I'm going to make a confession here on the podcast, assuming that this is a safe space. I did something that right now is kind of high risk, and I will, full disclosure, tell you guys what I did, but I also want to let you guys know that I was safe. So I did go to a memorial service for my friend. It was held outdoors in an amphitheater. It was social distanced. Everyone was encouraged to bring their own seating, because even though an amphitheater does include like benches and that type of seating, they wanted to make sure that everyone was far enough away. So if there wasn't, you know, enough room, that people could bring your own chair or your towel and sit outside. So that's what I did. I brought my own materials to sit on, and I social distanced. I wore a mask, and it was so hard to not hug his family. It was so hard. It was so hard to look them in the eye and to tell them how much I loved their son and the ways that he has impacted my life, and not be able to give them a hug. That was so weird. It was hard for me. Like, I remember seeing his mother. It was the first person I saw, the first person I made eye contact with when I walked up to the memorial right before it started. And I could barely recognize her because of the mask. Like, I just wasn't used to seeing anyone. Well, I guess we're all still kind of getting used to seeing people with their masks on. And I had to say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't recognize you. And then she had to reintroduce herself. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then I told her how much I loved her son and how important he was to me and how much I'm going to miss him and how sorry I was. And I just remember in that moment just really wanting to like, to reach out and comfort her. You know, like hugs are so comforting. We just, in our mind, I think most people automatically associate hug with comfort. And I can do it. And, oh God, I just remember feeling so strange about it and just saying bye. And then you can't, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, all right, I'll check in with you later. And then I checked in with her later at the end of the service, and got to thank her again and let her know how I felt. And of course, like, I got to send the family items. But it just didn't seem like I like really wanted to like physically be there. I wanted to go to their house and drop off cookies or food or a meal. You know what I mean? Like those things that you do in times of grief when you know that the people that are left after losing a loved one are really, really struggling with a really awful time. But I just felt so strange about it, and I wanted to respect their boundaries, and I didn't want to put anybody at risk. And that's the reality of it. And even then, with that type of service that did feel very strange, even though we were safe, but, you know, with all of the social distancing guidelines that they completely abided by, even that truncated experience, I was lucky to have it, because a lot of people don't get to have them. A lot of people are being buried or cremated without having that final send-off from their family and loved ones. And that must be extremely hard. Extremely hard. So, like I said, when I originally addressed this question, I wasn't really thinking about all of these different elements of grief and what that really means to be grieving a loved one, especially right now with our country, well, the whole world dealing with a pandemic in an unprecedented period of time where we aren't necessarily able to travel if we've lost a loved one that lives far away, or we're not able to grieve in a way that's more traditionally accepted, like a funeral where you can hug someone. And like all of these options have completely changed. And I remember even when people at the service were coming up to speak on the microphone and to share their stories, in between each person, they had to have someone come in and, you know, wipe down the microphone with a Clorox wipe to disinfect it. And that also felt strange too, because in between each person, you have this like weird moment, like this moment to really sink in the feelings of what that person had just said. And you like experience it like a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're having a conversation with someone and they have a pregnant pause, or, and you know that they're thinking something. And so you listen and you wait for what's next, but it gives you a moment to really process what they just said. That's what it was like constantly, which made it also a little bit more difficult. Or maybe it was more beautiful that way because it was very emotional. I don't think anyone had a lukewarm experience. Like, we were all just absolutely bawling. So that's been my grief experience. And then, of course, I'm going through it again with a family member. And I'm sure it's going to be very similar. And I don't know what the plans are for grieving that person. Or there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of mystery in it. There's a lot of pain, a lot of sadness. So for anyone out there that is currently experiencing loss or grief, loss of a loved one. Oh my gosh. I even spoke to someone today that had to put down their dog, a 17-year-old dog that they had, you know, 17 years is a long time. That's a really long time. Like, imagine having a child for 17 years. That child's like going to college, you know? So I spoke to a friend today who had to say goodbye to her dog. That's another type of grief, you know, and she was telling me how hard it was because she wasn't able to go to the vet. They told her if she wanted to put the dog down, and the dog was very sick, like he was on his way out, and she delayed on making that decision because the vet told her she could not come in to the vet office. I can confirm that too, because we live in different states, but in the state of California, I also had to take my dog to the vet, and same thing, they had this whole system where I was in the car outside and they call you and they bring the dog to you. Like, they're very, very safe about how they're handling vet visits right now. But can you imagine having to put your dog down and not be in the room to say goodbye to them, not to be there to comfort them? It's really a horrible thought. And so she instead opted to have the dog and the vet come to her home and to put the dog down there, so it was less stressful, and so she could be there and have that last moment and comfort him. And it was really beautiful. It was a really beautiful story, the way that she described the whole experience to me, and I'm so glad that she got to have that. But again, that's like a whole nother form of saying goodbye that's been altered by what's going on right now in the pandemic. So my heart goes out to anyone that's experiencing grief right now. My heart goes out to every single person that's experiencing this. And I truly, truly believe that we all are on some level. On some level, we're all experiencing grief. Like I said, whether it's grief from loss of a person or loss of what our former lives were, or loss of experiences that we are going to have this year that we probably won't have. So, in honor of that feeling, and hopefully there's been some sort of gain from what my experience is in terms of what I've shared, maybe that helps or comforts you somehow, but I do want to say, back to what I originally said in the Q&A, In my experience, I think that the best ways that I've handled it were giving myself time, informing the people around me that I was going through a tough time, and also, you know, participating in the grieving process in the ways that were safe and the ways that I thought were, you know, appropriate in terms of social distancing and keeping everyone else also not at risk. So on top of therapy, on top of, you know, any type of energy healing that you're currently doing, any practices that you've experimented in or that you incorporate into your daily lives, those have all been helpful too. One other interesting thing that I did, I don't know if anyone's going to be into this though, but when my friend passed, I started listening to guided meditations that were directed toward, you know, grief, loss of a loved one. And they were really, really beautiful. I mean, some of them are like guided meditations where the person kind of guides you through an experience where you might be saying goodbye or saying what you weren't able to say to the person, or maybe expressing gratitude and thanking them for being in your life. And those guided meditations actually really helped me because they were just like a beautiful imagining of that person. And oh, another thing that was really helpful to me, journaling a lot. I wanted to say something at the memorial service for my friend, but I didn't because they were kind of short on time and there was a lot of people that wanted to say something. So I didn't, but I did write all of this down in preparation to say something at the funeral. So what I ended up doing was I sent it to his parents instead and said, this is what I wanted to say. This is how your son impacted my life for the better. And this is why I'm so grateful to have known him. And they really loved that. And they were super appreciative. So journaling, that's how I got there. That's how I was able to even make sense of what had happened. I did it every single day and I tried really, really hard to write down like my favorite experiences of that person and moments that were really, really meaningful. And that helped me kind of put something together that I wanted to say and that I could share with others. Because I know sometimes when you lose someone, it's just so overwhelming that you don't even know where to start. So that would be another one of my suggestions. Try journaling. Journal the feelings out and give yourself the grace that you need to get through this period of time. And it may not feel normal for a while. That's what I'm experiencing also. So I hope that some of these suggestions have helped you guys. I hope that anyone that is experiencing grief or experiencing loss right now is able to find some comfort in this. And that's what I want to leave you guys with. I know it's a little bit of a shorter episode. It's like 20 minutes because without a guest, I haven't done a solo episode in forever, but without a guest, it's just me and my thoughts. And I still get insecure about rambling. So hopefully this has been entertaining for you guys, or at least healing in some way. So that's what I want to leave with you. And thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. I'm Erin Darling-Tralba. And you're listening to Hot Pizza Ass.